You know, you would think after over 600 of these, stories. I would stick to a script and just, you know, read it, go through it, and whatever. No. I just babble and take after take, and I know it's Sunday morning, but I've been awake for a while. It just, anyway, this is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, so it's a weekly challenge, Sunday. I post the topic, you come up with the stories, and we got some stories in, and looks like Charlie's mad. Oh, well. Okay. I've been in Phoenix for a few days, and I was out on the patio for the few good days in the fall. It was rainy, it was icky, and then it was sunny for like 2 days. Then I had to travel. I come back to being rainy and icky, and now it's cold. And it's like, okay, well, there goes that part of the year. I guess I get to wait until March before I use that stupid recliner, which is more of a cat bed for strays. Anyway, enough of my babbling. The topic this week was brace. Did I already say that? I don't remember. I do know that, okay, so you know that I'm on a diet and I walk on the treadmill twice a day again. You know, the same old shit. And I'm down to 207, which is a new low, in spite of, you know how it is when you travel. I mean, there was a refrigerator in the room and we went on a grocery store run. And I filled it with stuff, and half the stuff was still there when I left. But still, I mean, there were fries and chips at every frickin' meal, I think. And even that Mexican restaurant for the last one, it was like chips and at the table. I avoid Mexican restaurants because of that. Because, you know, oh, chips. Let's just kill myself with these, shall I? You know? And no. No, so I just had a salad and one bean taco and kept it to a minimum, you know, minimize the damage. And I track using an app called Lose It, and the calorie counts were just disgusting every day. And I don't think I even counted the sprinkles from the dispenser. Those were nice. And that's a nice gesture, and they had those, and it's cute. But it's all about self-control, and I have none. Unless I hide myself away or avoid those situations. Which, you know, that's a solution to. Oh, no, you're right. Well, whatever. That's why I do these stories. Anyway, I've had enough of babbling. You probably too. So how about I just go straight to the stories, okay?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. I hope you had a good week. And here's my story on the prompt braced. Brace yourselves for the worst storm you have ever experienced. The winds will be cyclonic, the rain torrential. You may want to get these raincoats on. The waterproof boots will be extremely helpful too. Oh, and I advise you to wear these glasses to protect your eyes from flying debris. You will never forget this experience, I assure you. The group was skeptical, considering how beautiful and peaceful everything looked. It better be epic. We paid a lot of money for this. After a long wait, the only thing that flew was Stephen, the guide of the weather-themed park. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. And have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 655 with a prompt of brace. There is a baby sleeping in my recording room. Anyway, here's my story. Brace yourself, Bilbert told Linali Amanda as they landed on the eaves. They crawled back through her bedroom window. Bilbert looked at the turtle clock by Lenali Amanda's bed. We've been gone 45 minutes. Your dad is going to freak out. As if on cue, a knock came at the door. Lenali Amanda said, brace yourself. She grabbed Bilbert by the head and planted a kiss on his lips and held it until Bilbert ran out of breath. She mussed his hair and then her own before she opened the door. Her father took in the scene and demanded, what's going on here? Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and my story on the topic of brace this week is called Brace. I am what you might call a very frequent flyer. Almost every working day and most weekends will see me on a plane to some far-flung destination. There's only so much you can do on a flight. Once you've seen all the in-flight movies, read the brochures from cover to cover, and spent far too much time sleeping, boredom becomes a huge problem. Being something of an artist, I've taken to altering the emergency procedure cards. Then mid-flight, when no one's looking, I shout, brace, brace, and laugh at the ridiculous and obscene poses I've instructed everyone to assume. All done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and the countdown goes on. 2 weeks until we pass the 10,000th story level, 1,000,000 words. And my story this evening is called Winking at Your Discourses. Having lost a brace of kinsmen, said the prince, all are punished. I was just 14. I'd like to call it my first date, but it was actually a hookup, decades before the term moved into modern American English. A brace of kinsmen. The language was somewhat funny when we read it in freshman English class, but when it was delivered on the wide silver screen, it hammered home loss, folly, and how damning social conventions can be. Before Zeffirelli, I had a mild interest in words. After 1968, a deep devotion. If words lose their meaning, all are punished. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Salvation by John DeCleese. Nomalee braced the door open with Kevin's body. She could not risk the growing wind blowing it closed and trapping her in the little bunker once she had finished. She took out the small notebook in which she had written down Dr. Winslow's instructions and began to carefully enter the complex pattern of numbers on the several keypads, breathing slowly and focusing her attention as completely as she could, despite the danger. In the back of her mind, she retained the thought of how preposterous it was that she was, perhaps, going to be the savior of all humankind. Dispute by John DeCleese. No dispute was possible about the matter. The young upstart had rebelled against the crown, and he must die before he did England any more damage. Moreover, he must not be allowed into the presence of the queen. If once they were together, he would look at her with those exquisite eyes, give her that smile, and she would commute his sentence of death. He held in thrall the heart of the most intelligent woman alive. Therefore the ring, which she had given Essex as final pleading against his pride, must not reach her. Stealing the Salvatore ring, he fled. Please check out my longer stories at www.piswyk.net. That's PISWYCK.net.
Wounded by Aspen Gwen Womack Odonda, read by Eva Harley. A world at war, bombs, shooting, death surrounded the soldier, much unknown to the family at home, with little communications. And the few that there was were weeks, even months between. Nothing left but to wait and wonder if the dear loved one was wounded, captured, dead or alive. The mother gazed down the dirt road day after day, waiting for her son to return, many of which she would turn in at night after not seeing her son walk the path. Finally, the day came. Out the window she saw her son, but a different version, limping, wearing a brace.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I'm a great believer in transparency and openness. It can make such a refreshing change from the nonsense that's constantly peddled as fact, every day, in every situation. We all know politicians lie. There's no such thing as a free lunch. And no bargain is too good to be true. There are always strings attached. And when we say, with the greatest respect, respect couldn't be further from the truth. So why mess about and lie? Let's be honest and tell it like it is. That's why I'm warning you. This is going to hurt. A lot. Brace yourself.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
FDR's legs were paralyzed by a bout of polio, so he wore braces and learned to drive a car by using hand controls. He challenged himself to walk with braces and canes from his front door down the road to the mailbox at the front gate. It was a quarter of a mile. Despite trying day after day, putting himself through the grueling and painful exercise, he never managed to make it all the way there. Oh, he pushed himself hard, but he never made it before finally giving up. And even if he did, how would he get back? So there you go, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of brace. Thank you all for being a part of this, and those of y'all doing NaNoWriMo, keep up the... do it! Go! Keep going! Yeah! Write! Create! Those of you who are taking a break from this site, go do creative things elsewhere. Just make beautiful things. And if you feel like starting your own podcast, go for it. I might even send some stuff in if you're looking for contributions, or if you don't want them from me, let me know to make a post about it here. And folks from here, if you want to give that a shot, go for it. Call it 99 word stories or 101 word stories or 100 word stories without this stuff, or the original 100 word stories podcast. There, just like the best pizza in New York, or, well, I don't know, just do what you do. So there you have it, and I'll be back next week. Hopefully you will too, if you want to, and thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.